Hey, welcome to My Brand Life. This morning, I'm going to talk about something that is, well, let's just say I didn't actually write any notes for today. I was just doing my devotions, and I'm reading this book called Grace is Greater. I just finished reading a chapter on Thanksgiving and giving thanks, being thankful and grateful. And really made me think about how easy it is to complain about things. So I thought about the word thanksgiving, and then I thought about the word forgiving. And Merriam-Webster, it just so happens to be the dictionary that I have on my iPad. It also sounds astute. Merriam-Webster. Forgiveness, in their words, the act of forgiving. And then you look at what forgiving says, and the description is to cease to feel resentment. And then if you look up the word thanksgiving, and it's the act of giving thanks. And the act of giving thanks is defined as an expression of gratitude. Both of these words, thanksgiving and forgiving, forgiveness, they have the word give in them, which is interesting because both of them require an extension or a release of something that you're holding on to. And I think that's interesting as it pertains to faith, because faith or being a Christian is I'm going to have to give something up, and I cannot deny that I felt that way. So I became a Christian at age 9. I was living in England. There was a girl I was going to school with, and I just remember, you know, we spoke. She was kind of cool. Her mom ended up meeting a guy in the Middle East and took her and her sister away from England. And I don't remember why, but I just had like this this feeling inside that something was, that there was pain involved with this whole situation. I remember I cried about her being gone. Not that we were best friends, but I think it was the sense that I had that there was pain involved in this move, in this relocation. So I remember I was at church. It was a midweek service. And I was just crying out to God, like, well, what's going on? Please protect her. Watch over her. And I had no idea why I was feeling this way for this girl that I just knew from school. Anyway, ultimately, someone came and was praying with me, and I became a Christian that night. I went home, continued to cry specifically about her, just praying and asking God, help this girl. It was strange to feel that kind of emotion for someone else. You know, it wasn't like I was, oh, God, please get me a new BMX bike so I can jump off of my homemade ramps even better. It was nothing I wanted. It was for someone else. And so when I think about forgiveness and thanksgiving and then both having the word given them, there's sacrifice involved. Let's talk about thanksgiving first. The act of gratitude, an expression of gratitude. There's a lot for us to be thankful for. And not everybody feels that way. I can only speak from my perspective. Even through this pandemic, we've had food on our table. We've had toilet paper to wipe our derriere. And as long as we are in our apartment with our high-speed internet, and as long as the fiber isn't glitching because so many people are at home now, as long as we've got Netflix and Apple TV and all those creature comforts, it's almost as if it's a normal day. when you remove the fact that we can't go anywhere, that we, you know, other than to exercise to the store if we want to get dressed like an astronaut and brave the element. So there's a lot to be thankful for. There are people right now all over the world that have missed meals, that are going to miss meals, and I don't know what the future is going to hold. But there are people right now that probably feel like there's not a lot to be thankful for because of their current situation. And then there are people that have a whole lot to be thankful for that will still find an opportunity to complain. What are you complaining about? Why do we complain? You know, it's really strange. It's that whole glass half full, glass half empty phrase that people like to throw out there to sound intelligent. Well, I just look at the glass half full. When we're in the middle of our complaining session and we're not being thankful, we're not expressing gratitude based on, you know, where you are, where you live, what you're doing in your life, your current situation, you're going to have a different interpretation of gratitude. You already have whatever it is. The Thanksgiving, the gratitude piece is just, it's like closing the loop of saying, thank you for that. But then you can look at situations, okay, I'm sure I'll get in trouble with someone for this statement, but let's just say, okay, I'm raised and I'm raising my son to, you know, open the door for a lady, hold the door for a lady, okay? And there's no thank you, there's no smile, there's no little nod, little head nod, or even an eye, the eyes getting big, some expression of thank you. That's, you know, it's really frustrating, by the way, ladies. But when you do that, are you doing it to get an expression of gratitude? Are you doing it because you feel as though you should? Or are you doing it because it's the right thing to do? It's almost like you have to separate. When you're giving something to someone else, you have to separate the gratitude piece of it from you giving, right? Because if you don't, then you can really like drive yourself crazy. I should open the door because it's the right thing to do versus opening the door for someone to say thank you. But in our selfishness, we want to receive something because we've given something up, right? Whether it's a little inconvenience or whatever it is, you give someone a present, you want them to be like, oh my gosh, that was wonderful. Thank you so much. Oh, this is exactly what I wanted. You want that, right? It makes you feel good. So then your motivation for giving is not all that correct, right? We should give because it's from the heart, because it's something we want to do. I don't know. Just think about that. When you're giving somebody a gift, we're done with Valentine's Day. What's coming up next? Mother's Day is coming up. Father's Day is coming up. It may have passed already for people in England, I think. Mother's Day did. But yeah, you know, we got birthdays, summer's coming up. So as you're thinking about giving something to someone, just think about your motivation. Are you giving it to get props for someone to be like, yeah, thanks, that was awesome, or for them to tell their friends, oh my gosh, you won't believe what Jeffrey gave me? Or are you doing it because of a genuine desire to share something with someone else, whether it's the result of your hard work and your finances or whatever it is, your time? Just think about that. I'm still thinking about it, trying to figure out if you can get your mind into a place where during the act of giving or the preparation of giving, if you can just check your motivation. Okay, forgiveness. Again, act of forgiving to cease to feel resentment. You know, we kick around this whole idea of forgive and forget. And then people say, oh, you can forgive, but you'll never forget. You'll never forget what they did to you. That's a tough one, right? Especially if someone has really wronged you. And, you know, there are all different levels of forgiveness. There are different attributes that come with forgiveness. Again, forgiving. So cease. So you cease to feel resentment. So if someone has wronged you, your automatic thought is, well, I'm about to get even. They're going down. And as a parent, what's really interesting is if your child wrongs you, right? That's your kid. Can't really get revenge on your kid. That's just twisted, right? But you want them to experience repercussions, right? But then this gets into this whole area of grace, this whole book that I'm reading, making me like think about a lot of different things as it relates to forgiveness. And then when you ask for forgiveness from someone, or you're expecting forgiveness from someone, there's so many emotions wrapped up in that. And, you know, being a parent, it's something you try to get your kids to understand, because they do something wrong. Let's say, you know, one of them does something to the other siblings. You say, okay, you need to say you're sorry. It's tough because you want to teach them when they're younger how to reconcile and seek forgiveness. But at the same time, you want it to come naturally. You don't want them to be forced to say, I'm sorry, and I really mean it. You want them to seek reconciliation. But to me, the closing the loop part of forgiveness is a commitment to not do the same thing again, right? That's the tough part. When it comes to forgiveness and what you're giving up, is you're giving up face, right? You're giving up pride. You're having to die to yourself, putting yourself in a position where you're vulnerable, because not everybody is going to receive your apology or your attempt at reconciliation the same way. Some people may still be pissed off and be like, you know, you can take your sorry and shove it. Or they may be in the right place. But again, man, it's just like the Thanksgiving. What is your motivation? Of course you want someone to say, you know what, yes, thank you for apologizing. I accept your apology. But even if they don't, your responsibility is your part, what you are giving and what you're giving up. Once that's done, you can't control someone's response. It's just like giving somebody a gift, or like holding the door for someone that doesn't smile and say thank you, which has happened to me, and I'm still suffering from that. No, but seriously, if I go to someone and say, hey, look, I'm sorry that I hurt you, or I'm sorry that I said this, I'm sorry that I did this, you have done your job and you have to be good with that. I know it's natural to expect someone to say, oh, I accept your apology and blah, 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 blah. But your closing the loop has to be, I'm sorry that this occurred. Now I'm going to attempt for it not to happen again. Then you've quote unquote checked the box of your responsibility. It's the same thing with giving something. If you give something to somebody, you hold the door, you maybe buy a meal for someone who can't afford to buy a meal. That act, you've done your part. Okay, if you're a Christian, then if you feel led to do something, then you've been obedient to that leading, right? If you're not a Christian, that still applies. If you give something, your motivation should be to give it because you have a desire to do that. And then once it's released, that's it. Thanksgiving and forgiveness. Well, we're still in the pandemic. I'm thankful that I have this time with my family. And that's it. You gotta be thankful for that. And it's also a good time for us to think about what we do have and be thankful for that, right? But it's also a great time to think about, is there somebody that I've wronged that I need to seek forgiveness? Is there somebody that I've said something to? It could be years and years ago, right? But if you think about it and it still bothers you a little bit, you probably need to seek some reconciliation on that. And again, the person may not respond with a glowing, oh, thank you so much for coming forward. I really appreciate this. You know, I can move on from this point in my life. They may not say that. They may not even respond. But again, your goal and your responsibility is to seek reconciliation. Once you've done that, you've done your part. You can't control the rest of the outcome. Stay safe. Take care.